plug-in Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
All righty, away we go. Hour number 3 of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is Ryan Hickey's 30th birthday today. I just saw the Hickster in the newsroom. I feel bad for Ryan Hickey. First off, he's a professional. Shows up to work, right? Could be, hey, I'll take the day off. It's the 30th birthday. You go out, you have a good time. He shows up to work. I give him a lot of credit. But I see there's this big cake in the newsroom. And for like a naive moment I had for about like 20 seconds, I'm like, wow, Hickey's this good of a guy that they got him like a big cake in the newsroom. And then I see the great Howie Rose, who is the voice of the Mets and used to be the voice of the Islanders and had the famous also when he was the voice of the Rangers too, the Mato, Mato, Mato call. So I see Howie Rose. I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing, Howie? I go, oh, by the way, congratulations. And I forgot that they're celebrating 50 years of Howie Rose being involved in the New York media scene. And they're celebrating that down the hall. So there's this big cake in the newsroom for Howie Rose. And Howie Rose kind of upstaged the 30th birthday celebration of Hot Hickey. So, hot take Hickey.
Hot Hickey.
Wow.
Jeez. Sorry. Hot take Hickey. I forgot the take part in there.
Happy birthday, Hickey.
Some people in the YouTube chat, they think Hickey's hot with all that gel that he puts in his hair. I'll tell you that. They are always on Hickey for how much gel he puts in that hair of his. So we have ordered Hickey to make him feel better because he really looked down in the dumps. Now, this is a big Met fan. He looked down in the dumps over Howie Rose getting this big cake, and he's like sitting there in the corner just crying and cutting up my Sportsman and all that, and basically like preparing for the JR Sport Brief extravaganza, and he's just sitting there probably crafting up his next hot take, you know, that hot take Hickey, or some people may call him Hot Hickey. And I ordered him a few gourmet cookies, which are arriving here in 5 minutes. The cookies will arrive in 5 minutes. How should we give Hickey these cookies? So we just kind of throw them at him? Hey, happy birthday. Don't bug us for a few months. Or do you think we bring him in here and then we'll give him the cookies on the air? Maybe we'll do a collaboration with Hot Take Hickey. We will bring Hickey into the studio coming up at some point. So that's what we'll do. But I felt bad. By the way, fun fact about Howie Rose, he did my bar mitzvah intro. There is a call where I hit a home run in the World Series, Mets against the Yankees, and he said something along the lines of, Matsui going back, he falls down. Damon going back, he trips over Matsui, and this ball is gone. And it was like, give it up for the World Series most valuable player, Zach Gelb. And then I walked in with like two smoking hot chicks to Party Up, the song by DMX. So they had to like bleep out everything because Party Up is a very, very, very dirty song, let's just say, if you're having a bunch of 13-year-olds that are sitting there at a big bar mitzvah. So good to see Howie Rose, even if it came at the expense of Hot Take Hickey. Just absolutely his birthday just getting ignored. Anywho, two topics that I don't love. We'll get to them here. You got the Stanley Cup Final tonight, which I absolutely love. And we had Brian Boucher on earlier. I don't know about you guys. And maybe we'll delve more into this in Onside Offside coming up in 20 minutes. What did you think about that, Samter? Right? It feels like the pressure is on Florida tonight because they were up 3-0 and then they blew this lead and now it's game 7 in their building. It seems like everyone is picking the Oilers to win this game. So you could argue, hey, maybe there's more pressure on the Oilers. But I thought his thought process being close on similar sides to this, having a big lead and then blowing it and then, you know, having a team, even though he got hurt, coming on back. You know, I thought Brian Boucher's take on it was fascinating, that when you're down 3-0, there's really no pressure on you because no one expects anything. And now people expect you to go win tonight, where I think most people, Samter, are kind of looking at this, oh man, the Panthers don't win tonight. This is one of the biggest gag jobs in sports history.
Yeah, and then you add on to the fact that they lost in the Cup Finals last year to Vegas. So, I mean, the pressure's absolutely on Florida. They're at home. They had this blown lead. Mm-hmm. They were the favorites heading in. They lost in the finals last year. All the pressure's on them.
Yeah.
All of it. I mean, listen, Brian Boucher knows more about hockey than I'll ever.
Sure.
He's forgotten more about hockey than I'll ever know. So I'm not going to question him. But to me, I don't think there's any question that the Panthers have the most pressure on them.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think about this. If the Panthers lose tonight, we all know what the take is tomorrow. Is this the biggest choke job in the history of sports? Right? That's how we led the show. I think it is. You know, out of the four major sports you talk about in the playoffs, yeah, the Falcons blowing 28-3, enormous. The Yankees choking up a 3-0 lead to the Boston Red Sox in the ALCS, enormous. The Warriors blowing a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals to the Cleveland Cavaliers, enormous. But when you look back at those, all right, NFL, it's one game, it's Super Bowl, right? It's the biggest game that we have in sports. Major League Baseball, 3-0 with the Red Sox as they came on back is enormous, but it's not in the World Series. And the NBA with the Golden State Warriors, yeah, it's 3-1, but that's not coming back from down 0-3. Like, all three of those, I said this earlier, it's like, what disease would you rather have? You don't want any of them. But if you're trying to say what's the biggest choke out of all those, I would say it would be the Florida Panthers blowing a 3-0 lead in the Stanley Cup Final. I know people will say, oh, football's bigger, hockey's so bizarre and all that. This stuff happens. I get that. But the NBA wasn't the finals. It wasn't 3-0. The Yankees blowing a 3-0 lead, that was in the ALCS. And the NFL, see,
It's a singular game.
It's a singular game. And don't get me wrong, it's an enormous choke job. But it's got to be tougher. What's tougher? Being up 3-0 and then losing 4, 5, 6, and 7, or being up 28-3 in the third quarter and not winning that game? You know, like,
it would be the equivalent of being up like 5-0 in game yeah. 7.
You choked once, which is an enormous choke. The Panthers would be choking four times. You have four chances to go raise that Stanley Cup and you can't do it.
The one thing I'll say is Ack actually said it well. It doesn't feel like a choke per se.
Oh no, this is an enormous choke.
In the sense of, it feels just like a collapse. I know it feels different, collapse versus choke. But also when you have Connor McDavid and Draisaitl.
Well, that's a thing. You have McDavid.
And you have Draisaitl.
Yeah, you have McDavid and Draisaitl. Two of the top five players in the league, and Zach Hyman is ridiculous as well. But the reason why you'll have some people, I think the majority, like if I put out 100% Tomorrow, 95% of the people are saying, wow, what a gag job by the Florida Panthers. But maybe it's not as high as 95% because if the Oilers win, sure, I think the story is the Panthers blowing the lead. But since they've already blown the lead, maybe the story tomorrow becomes the greatness of Connor McDavid. I think we're more of a society that reacts to negative first than positive. So maybe that thought of how great McDavid is and now he gets his Stanley Cup and how unlikely it was, that will make some people feel like, oh no, this is just one of those all-time great players and this is what all-time great players do. And it's more of a tip of the cap to the greatness of Connor McDavid than the Panthers choking. I still think this would be a mega choke job by the Florida Panthers. Yep, 3-0.
It would. It just, it feels like, and I've said this before, hockey, it just feels different because like Boucher was saying, when you just get a goalie who gets hot and is standing on his head, it's not even about choking. Sometimes in hockey, you just get hot. Like baseball, you can't do that because you have a different pitcher every day. So it's not like if you get a pitcher who's hot, he's going to pitch every other 3 days.
But this isn't the goalie standing on his head. This is Bobrovsky losing his game, and McDavid in that two-game stretch was just ridiculous.
Right. I guess my point is just in hockey in general, it feels like the momentum swings are a little bit less. This is why you have more 8 seeds beating 1 seeds.
And it's the toughest championship to win.
Yeah.
So that to me is even more of a reason why. I know people say, oh, it's bizarre, it's hockey. And I wasn't even sold on this at first, but now I am. Hey, by the way, the cookies are here for Hickey if we could go have someone run down and get them.
Not me.
Can you do us a favor?
I can do you a favor. I'm not doing Hickey a favor.
Why are you so anti-Hickey? Very nice guy. Good friend of the show.
He's Hot Hickey. I can't compete with that.
Isn't that funny? All those years working with Hot Take Hickey, I've never butchered that. Don't work with him for a few months, and I called him Hot Hickey on the radio. Hot Take Hickey. You know, that's missing a pretty big part of the sentence. That totally changes the meanings, though.
It really does. It paints him in a totally different context. Mm-hmm.
The people are talking in the YouTube chat. I'm very distracted by the YouTube chat today. They think you should get a makeover. They think you should lose the glasses, go with the contacts.
No, I can't do that.
Maybe cut the facial hair. Because Manny, a few weeks ago, he had the mustache and, right, he looked like he didn't bathe in like 4 months or something. And then came in clean shaven and got his hair cut and he looked phenomenal.
Yeah, I would say two things on that. The glass, I'm not doing the contacts again. I did contacts for like 15 straight years every day and my eyes were just shot from them.
I can't do
the contacts like maybe once a week. I gotta do glasses. The facial hair maybe.
You're not a big facial hair guy though.
I mean I've had this for like since COVID.
Yeah, but it's not like a thick beard.
No, it's not
what I'm saying. You're kind of like me, you're very patchy with the facial.
It's very patchy, especially like on the sides. But the facial hair, I believe at some point soon, I don't know exactly when, but it will be exiting, at least for a little.
Now, is this the girlfriend is putting the edict on it?
She wants to see what I look like without the facial hair. Mm-hmm. And part of it, I just feel like I just need to change it up a little.
How long have you been dating your girlfriend for?
2.5 years.
And you guys are living together?
Yes.
How long have you been living together?
Since September, so almost a year now.
Now, this is just
right
off the tip of the tongue.
I don't know where this is going.
This is just immediate thought.
Okay.
You're going clean shaven, wedding bells, maybe?
No.
This is not for an engagement shoot?
That's not the reasoning, no. That is not the reasoning. This is just like, let's try something a little different.
Okay.
Which is not too different because I used to never have facial hair until a few years ago, but I think I'm going to change that up a bit.
Now, Moist Pork is saying leave him alone. Moist Pork, I didn't start this conversation. These are people in the YouTube chat that were starting this conversation.
We listened to the YouTube chat.
So I'm just responding to the fine folks in the YouTube chat. I tried contacts once.
Yeah.
And it was when I was younger. I was in high school still. And I thought I put one of the contacts in my eye. And it did not get in my eye. It fell on my counter. But I thought it was in, you know, my bathroom counter as a kid. So I was in like a 8:30 a.m., whatever first period was. And I was scratching my eye thinking that like the contact moved and I just couldn't see. And that was the last time I wore contacts. I was one and done with contacts.
Yeah, I see
I would
that
think
being
about getting laser. I was about to, LASIK, excuse me. I was about to get LASIK. And I was about to get an old job I worked at. It was like a promotion, like endorse this. And then I took a job somewhere else and I tried to get it on my way out, but that didn't happen.
Are we talking about the same place?
Yes.
Okay. I remember that. Yes. I remember that was a big thing there. That was one of the, you know, sponsors, if you will.
Judging by the quality of the radio station, the lack of it, probably better that I did not get the surgery.
Yeah, it might be blind.
Probably would have been some Fugazi surgery or something like that. Yeah, I could have been blind. Anywho, I want to get into this. NCAA tournament or college football playoff expansion. Which one ruins their sport more? So it's been long talked about that the NCAA is going to expand from 68. They're going to expand once again. And there was a report in March from The Athletic saying it was going to be 72 or 76 teams. And that has now been talked a lot about recently. And people say it's not a matter of if there's going to be expansion, it's just going to be when. So, Stu, this is the way that I look at it. We know college football is expanding their playoff from 4 to 12. Going from 4 to 12 is just way too much. I could argue that it should stay at 4. If you say they need to expand, okay, 6 or 8 would have been fine. But the regular season right now in college football is awesome. Like, the NBA regular season product sucks. I love hockey, and I think it's a great product, but not enough people care about hockey in the regular season. A lot of people just parachute in. You know, Major League Baseball, there's too many games. You know, college football is the one sport, you know, the NFL, obviously, because every game does matter. But college football, it means so much in the regular season. I'm not saying that people aren't going to care in the regular season because we're all addicted to football. But adding 12 takes away from the intensity and the games meaning so much. And it gives teams a soft landing spot. Like Ohio State, Michigan, what made it so much fun the last few years, not just Michigan beating Ohio State three straight times, but it felt like the winner of that game was going to the college football playoff and the loser was on the outside looking in. I know, right, there was that 1 year Ohio State lost and they still got in and they did go up against Georgia. It was that year where we saw two Big Ten teams get in. So going to 12, it gives a lot of the elite schools landing spots. The reason why expanding college football from 4 to 12 is worse than the NCAA tournament going from 68 to 72, 68 to 76 is a lot of people don't give a rat's ass about college basketball in the regular season. They just don't. You know, it resonates. College basketball, Santer, I don't think this is an unfair statement. College basketball is really a 3 week, 4 week, maybe at most a month sport where the Big East tournament I love, right? The conference tournaments are great. And then it's that 3 to 4 week stretch in March into the early part of April when you have the NCAA tournament. That's when people really care.
Nowadays, yes. But I feel like...
back in the day, differently.
Yeah, 5, 10 years ago, I think it was different. Now, you're right, because I don't think anyone cares about the regular season.
Yeah.
Because you don't know any of the players.
So them going from 68 to 72, 68 to 76, I don't think it's necessary. I would not do it. But it doesn't ruin the regular season for me. There is a big part of the regular season that people will see this year in college football that you'll still watch, you'll still enjoy it, but the games won't mean as much because you're allowing now, and here's mental math right on the spot, 8 more teams into the college football playoff. And I do think that harms the product, even though everything is, you know, whenever football does something, it's undefeated against everybody else because we're all addicted to football. So that's why I think the college football playoff committee expanding from 4 to 12 is worse than the NCAA expanding from 68 to 72 or 68 to potentially 76. What's your answer on that? Just wondering.
I mean, you and I will disagree until the days we die.
Yeah.
I love college football expansion. I love the 12-team format. I don't think that it devalues the regular season at all. I think that maybe for the top 3 or 4 teams, it devalues it slightly. But for the other 20, 25 teams who have a chance to get into that top 12 throughout the season, it makes it so much more interesting. If you're ranked number 15 in the country and you know you have no chance of getting into the college football playoff with 4 teams, now you have a chance. It makes every other team outside of those 3 or 4 teams matter and that makes you care. It's the same thing with expanded playoffs in baseball. More teams care, more players care, more fan bases care. And yeah, maybe it's not as fun for the top 3 or 4 teams who were going to be in the playoffs anyway. Maybe it devalues their regular season, but it makes it so much better for everybody else. So for me, I love it. I don't like... we actually had Mark Ryan filled in for you on Friday, and he had a great thought of actually disbanding or shrinking the size of the of
the NCAA
tournament.
You hang out with Rash too much?
I don't know if that's even
what
a
was
word.
That word that you just said?
Unexpanding.
Despanding.
What's the point you're trying to make here?
To unexpand, to shrink the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
Because it's too many teams. And it's not about devaluing the regular season. It's just that it
doesn't matter. So shorten the field
if you're
in the NCAA tournament.
If you're the seventh best team in the ACC, whoop-dee-doo. But at the end of the day, I think that the college basketball tournament could shrink, and college football expansion is awesome. So I'm all for it.
Stu, you're a big Notre Dame fan. Did you need to see more of Notre Dame last year once their regular season ended?
No, I did not.
They were 14th in the last AP poll.
Yeah, and I feel like the regular season is just, I'm not going to say people aren't going to care about the regular season, because we always will care
and
about college
football. And there's rivalries and there's that craziness that go on.
But there's going to be something lost when, okay, a team loses a game, even two games. Like some of these big SEC schools can definitely go 10-2 and still make the playoffs and have a chance to win the title.
Like Penn State, after their regular season, when they couldn't beat Ohio State or Michigan.
And they probably would have been in the playoffs.
They were 13th in the last eight. Yeah. I don't need to see more of them. Also, they would have been right in the line, depending on... Well, it's all different now with the conference changes and everything. But this was the final one. So they lost their bowl game to Ole Miss, so they probably dropped a few spots, so they would have been in otherwise.
You know, there's 14 teams out of 32 that get into the NFL playoffs, and it doesn't devalue the regular season. We're obsessed. We sit around every Sunday at a bar, at home, with Sunday ticket or whatever, and we're watching every single NFL game. If you love college football, which we all do,
wasn't necessary. It wasn't. Going from six teams in each conference to seven wasn't
12
necessary.
Out of 32. We still loved it. We don't love it any less that there's seven. In fact, we probably like it more because now we have more of a chance of getting in.
But here's the problem with you people that are all for expansion. Stop cross-contaminating. Do it from one sport and stop bringing in all these other sports. Because there's more evidence in all these other sports that'll basically allow everybody, like basketball. Oh, NBA is a great regular season product, let me tell you. They allow everyone and their mother into the postseason.
20 out of 30 teams getting into the playoffs is too many. So there's an opportunity for too many. There's 115
But how many of those schools actually matter? Like, I'm sorry. They're going to hate me that I say this. And I love my alma mater. And when I was there, I was at the glory days of Temple football. They got College Game Day there. With NIL, Temple can't compete. They can't. So how many of those schools actually matter? The schools that are in now the Power Four, you had one conference wipe away. And then even there are some schools like Rutgers. Is Rutgers getting into a college football playoff? Are they ever going to be a great team in the Big Ten? And Rutgers didn't have a terrible season last year, but you get the point. You know, I go through it. Last year, I didn't need to see, hey, the school you've been critical of, LSU. You need to see more of LSU last year. Their defense sucked. Their offense was awesome. I need to see more of them.
You know what? To get into the playoffs, to win a couple games, get hot.
They weren't winning a couple games. They couldn't stop anybody on defense. So I think it's worse for college football to expand their playoff than it would be the NCAA tournament to go from 68 to 72 or 68 to 76. What is your answer, by the way? I know that you are.
Yeah, I think it's much worse for college basketball to keep expanding the tournament. Mm-hmm. Than it is for college football to expand to 12 teams. I love 12 teams, and I can't wait for 16.
Okay. Jeez. Soon they're going to allow 100 teams. Soon the NCAA tournament is going to be basically college football.
It's still less than 10% of the overall Division I football programs. That's the lowest of any of the major sports that we watch as far as teams that get in.
It's always you soccer guys that are always like, expand.
I'm saying shrink the NCAA tournament. I just like 4 out of 115 college football teams is not enough.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come on back. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network Relay. They will not be expanding the time slot of our show. We are a three-hour show. If they tell us to go to 5 or 6, they better compensate us accordingly. Regular day here in the Infinity Sports Network studios. It is the Zach Gelb Show. We got Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. And oh yeah, by the way, the hot take Hickey is in the building. And it's his birthday. His 30th birthday. A big milestone. You know, turn on your microphone. Because, you know, Stu's just getting used to the settings once again after being out of here for 3 weeks. And I'm just like accustomed to whenever we have someone in that chair, whoever was filling in for him just didn't know how to turn on the microphone. So I was just not feeling great there in a moment. But a happy birthday to Hot Take, Hickey. How
are you? Thank you, Z-Man. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I know you're not like a, oh, look at me kind of guy. I'm a little surprised. Big 30th birthday. You have all these off days. You know, some may even say unlimited and...
I wish.
And
maybe one day.
You didn't take today off.
It's a Monday. What am I going to do?
It's your 30th birthday. You lolly go get a good dinner or something like that and then go have some fun.
I mean, look, if I had unlimited off days, sure. Would I take a Monday off in the summer? Sure.
Did you do something at least this weekend to celebrate your birthday?
I did, actually. You know what I did?
What was that? You went to the beach.
I went.
Or you worked.
Scuba diving with sharks.
Wait. You went scuba diving with
sharks? That's right. In the Long Island Aquarium, into the shark tank, I went. Four big-time sand tiger sharks swimming around me. There I was. That's how I celebrated Big 3-0.
And you were in some kind of bubble, I'm assuming?
I was in a cage, yes. So okay. Technically, sure. I was safe.
I know you're a dangerous fella, but I didn't know how risky you were getting.
And, I mean, I'm sure these sharks, you know, they lose a lot of aggressiveness now that they've been in the tank for a while and not out in the wild. But, yeah, I was...
Were you ever, like, afraid? Because still, even though you're in some cage, just that image of a shark getting close to you, you think maybe the shark gets through.
No, I was not afraid.
Not at all.
I knew I was 1,000,000% safe. So I know you think I'm the mush, but yes. I always wanted to do it. Love Shark Week. I really want to get in the water, great white sharks.
Could you imagine, Stu? People know who Hot Take Hickey is. He's getting ready to go in a cage with all of them. Guys, I guarantee you, we are not going to die.
I will be alive in 20 minutes. And you know what? One of the predictions I got right, thankfully. I can get, you know, some NFL predictions wrong, some basketball predictions wrong. But thankfully, when it comes to my
college football.
We can go down the list.
Baseball,
in terms of guaranteeing my life,
tennis.
I am one for one. And I would say that's the most important.
Who do you think wins the Stanley Cup final tonight, by the way?
Oilers, lock it up. Guaranteed.
Oh, no. I was all in on the Oilers. All in on the Oilers tonight. And now I have some skepticism. But it is your birthday. If there is going to be one day for you to get the prediction right, wouldn't it be tonight?
You would think, although I've gone to plenty of Mets games on my birthday, and I've seen plenty of L's. So that, unfortunately, does not always translate.
So that's actually a fun... That was your idea for your 30th birthday? That's what you wanted to do?
I mean, not 30. I've always wanted to do it for a while, and 30, you know, is a milestone, I guess, where it's an excuse to finally put words in action. So, yeah.
Who'd you go with?
My girlfriend and my parents.
And she went in the cage too? Your parents went in the cage?
No. I was the only one.
It was only you?
Yes, and an instructor.
Wait, what happened to the Hickeys?
They don't want to go in. They're too scared.
Your dad is like a big, burly, tough guy. He's like one of 900 children. He didn't have the cojones. He didn't have the chops to join his son for a memorable moment.
He didn't want to go. I was not going to force anybody. Yeah, if anything, makes me tougher.
Now your girlfriend was probably like a nervous wreck.
She thought something bad was going to happen. So
she was like, I heard his predictions on the radio.
That's
right. He's getting out alive.
She was not as confident as I was.
She make you take out life insurance before this?
No. Although if the cage just accidentally opened up during the middle of it,
like let's just say
I ask some questions.
The cage opens up, you survive.
Okay.
I don't think that would be a bad thing. Be a good lawsuit.
That would be. Oh, I was gonna tell some pretty badass story of I fought a shark and who won? Not the shark. That'd be pretty cool, actually.
Now, was this like a real rewarding, when you left, was this real rewarding? Like, did you feel like you conquered something?
Yes and no. Like, those sharks are so docile, so it's like, you're not, like, there's no
sharks
actual danger there.
I give you credit. Like, Ak, let me ask you, Ak, you've been around on this planet a long time.
Don't call me old.
That's a nice way to...
Have you ever had the desire, even old if you geezer. Were in a protective cage, to go swim with sharks?
No, what am I, Richard Dreyfuss?
Are we supposed to understand that?
I don't know that
Jaws.
One.
He was in Jaws.
Okay.
He got in the shark tank to try to get the shark.
Gotcha. That was the first reference that went above Hickey and I said.
Julia Louis, I know. Julia Louis.
Yeah, they're not related.
Okay. Well,
by the way, this has been a running topic in our YouTube chat. People are obsessed with your hair. They want to know the process. How much gel you put
today.
In.
Today is
how
all natural.
How long are you standing in front of the mirror with the comb and everything?
Baker Mayfield.
Thank you, Axter.
He does not look like Baker
Mayfield. He does. He absolutely does.
I'll take it. Baker's a good-looking guy. Well, I'll take whatever I can get.
I say this with love. Maybe time to get your eyes checked.
I think I'm closer to the pin than you.
Okay.
The process does not take very long. A little bit of gel, you know, run it through, a little comb to kind of get the part going. But I would say full process, 3 minutes.
And what happened to the shower no cap, by the way?
I did wave the white flag on that a little bit.
Okay. So you stop with the segments in the shower.
Well, I like to take a long shower to begin with.
That's what it's called, shower no cap?
That's what it was, yes. Yeah. And then I realized that when I would record these videos, shockingly, I would not get them on the first try for the most part. So I try to, you know, do second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth takes, and I'd be in there a long time.
Okay.
So I try to save some time and save the planet by saving some water.
By the way, Hickey revealed this to me when he first started this segment. He was once brushing his teeth in the shower, and he says he brushes his teeth in the shower all the time.
Every time.
Do you brush your teeth in the shower?
I don't think I've ever brushed my teeth in a shower.
Samter, do you brush your teeth in the shower?
I mean, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard anyone say in my life, so no.
It's his birthday!
You guys are missing out. I feel bad for you.
And Ack, I'm assuming there's no way
that's
you brush your teeth.
That's the first time
shower.
I've ever heard of that.
But, wait, really? Yeah. How?
But I'm okay with it. Like, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. I don't have any issue with that. It's just, I found that odd.
Yeah.
Why? You just spit on the floor?
It's a good thing I don't live with you.
Kramer used to cook and prepare
that's
dinner.
That's right.
In the
I'm not cooking in the shower. I'm not washing my vegetables in the shower. I'm just brushing my teeth.
You do a lot of weird things in the shower. You do podcasts in the shower.
That's right.
You brush your teeth in the shower.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
You said you spit in the shower?
Of course.
Sound like Hawk Tua?
How does your girlfriend feel about
you
that?
You both know what that is, by the way.
They don't call Sam him Hot Hickey for nothing.
I'm shocked you know that
You
one.
Know what? That's why we get along. Let me tell you. Everyone knows about the Hawk Tua girl. I'm on the golf course yesterday. I'm playing golf with my best friend and his father, and my dad joined as well. The two old geezers knew about this social media trend that quickly.
I think there's no person right now that doesn't know about it. It's a phenomenon.
People were yelling on the golf course yesterday. You hit a big shot. Someone was like, Hawk Tua.
It is. There are things that unite us in this country. Mm-hmm. This is one of them.
You want to know what our old boss is doing right now, Spike Eskin.
Sure.
Here's his poll question for his popular radio show in Philadelphia on Sports Radio 94 WIP. You wake up one morning and your 24-year-old daughter is famous for one thing or the other.
Oh,
which would you prefer?
Geez. That's
Hawk
to a
girl
question.
Or the 24-year-old that's dating Bill Belichick?
That's a great question.
Dating Belichick. You know she's dating a multimillionaire, and if she marries him, you guys are going to be set for life.
24-72, that's a big, big age.
Whatever, it's her choice, and then you got like her whole family set for life.
Okay.
Hawk to a girl, what does she get out of it?
I think
a
she
meme.
Got fired from her job.
There you go.
Like that. I think she's like a teacher. I don't know if that's true or not, but I saw that on one of the gossip blogs. So Samter says Belichick. Oh. You rather want your daughter to date Belichick.
100%.
24-72.
And then I get to hang out with Belichick at Thanksgiving? Oh, that's awesome.
You don't shut up. He doesn't like to talk. That would be great, let me tell you.
I think Belichick talks a lot more, and he's a lot more personable in his like personal life than he is
pass
on the
field.
Pass
the sweet potato pie. All righty. Just pass those sweet potatoes.
That's what he calls his girlfriend, mouth. Sweet potato pie.
Jeez. That doesn't sound right.
Chills.
Stu, who'd you rather be?
Not
or have your daughter be.
No. They can't date Belichick.
Okay.
That's no.
Hickey?
I'm with Stu, actually. I think I'd rather be the Hawk to a girl. Hawk to a girl's dad. Because you know why? You know, it's actually a discussion we talked about. Remember last year with the guy who's drinking the beer through the hot dog?
Oh, yeah. You thought that was like the biggest deal in the world.
I
told you it wasn't.
And
it will eventually
say,
go away.
I mean, was that last year? I can't remember.
I think
remember.
It was 2 years ago.
I will say at this point, I forgot about that guy, and he's out of sight, out of mind for, you know, he was in this news cycle for a lot and then just went away. This girl is going to go away very fast.
And she has a history of dating older guys.
Right, so that's the thing. She's dating Belichick now. She has,
like
what, a
64-year-old.
Right, who's coming to her defense.
So Ack, you were dating this girl?
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
What was the poll question say? What's the results? I'm curious now.
Do you know about the Hawk Tua girl?
No.
Okay. We'll show you during the break.
But I'd take her over the other one.
Okay.
because you know that relationship's ending.
Yeah, most likely.
That's not lasting.
66.1% would prefer their daughter being the Hawk Tua girl than dating Bill Belichick.
Well, hold on. This relationship's been going on for a little bit. I mean, we saw him sneaking out of her house last year, so it's been going on for at least a year.
Yeah.
Something.
And they bonded over their philosophy project. You believe that too, right?
I mean, I don't care how they bonded. They bonded.
All right, anyway, Hickey, we got your birthday present.
I knew it. I knew there was some sort of catch here.
Hickey thinks I always get him bad gifts. So I did once get you the first ever Matt Ryan 28-3 Colts shirt when you signed the quarterback that choked up a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. I then got you, didn't I get your Quentin Nelson jersey?
That, I don't remember that. That might have been a Christmas gift.
Okay, I got you that. I got you an Anthony Richardson t-shirt.
Yes, that was very nice. I still have that. Thank you, sir. Very comfortable.
And do you think this is a good gift or
well, you're leaving
a bad
out a gift.
Gift? What was the other gift?
A Russell Wilson Broncos jersey after the prediction.
Yeah. Because
I said they're going to the Super Bowl. And it said Nathaniel Hackett got fired.
There's that hickey magic right there.
That is true. I did get him a very nice, it was like a dry fit Russell Wilson jersey.
They don't call him hot hickey for nothing.
Sure, oh, yeah. That was 70%
off. I misspoke earlier.
I heard. Hopefully that was clips too. Yeah. Keep that one.
You guys play that or give it to Hickey? Well, we find the new producers. I'll tell you that.
Oops.
Oh, you already gave it to him? That quickly? Okay, that's fine. Do you think this is a good gift or a bad gift?
Bad gift.
Really?
Bad gift.
It's your 30th birthday.
I just don't know what it could be because we're Mets fans and Rangers fans, so it's not going to go there. It's definitely, you know what it is? It's definitely some sort of
on the line with us right now.
It's definitely some sort of Penn State.
On the line with us right now is the head football coach of the Penn State Nittany Lions to wish Hot Take Hickey a happy 30th birthday. Stu, cue him up. It's James Franklin. Coach, how are you? Sorry. Did you actually think it was James Franklin?
No. Oh. No. I thought it was going to be some sort of drop of you suck, Ryan, you know, Ryan, and then like I hate you, something like that. It's actually definitely like a Penn State second place. Penn State can't beat Michigan. Nope. Penn State can't beat Ohio State. Can't win the big game t-shirt with all the years of the losses. Let's come on. This is
well,
where
I give
it's
credit going. To Ack. I give credit to Ack. Ack walks in. He's the czar of birthdays here. And he goes, oh, it's Hickey's birthday today. And I go, oh, I always thought his birthday was on the 26th. So it wasn't anything planned. But we got you, since Howie Rose upstaged your 30th birthday with him celebrating 50 years of being on the air in New York. We got you from Chip City, a huge six-pack of chocolate chip cookies. We also got you, what else are these cookies that I got you? Chocolate chip cookies, white chocolate macadamia cookie, and ooh, two triple chocolate cookies as well. And those
all right,
are fat, heavy cookies.
Can I open this? Because I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What do you need? Rocks in there?
There's either rocks.
Here comes the protesters from the travelers.
Wow. All right.
Man, wipe that off, Hot Hickey. Go ahead.
Look. Wow.
Right, come nice. On. A little bit in. Come on. Let's get the credit here. We got to get the credit here on the gift that Ack and Stu and
thank
Samter
you,
Z-Man.
Thank you, Samter, Stu. Wow, this is.
Can you take a bite on
like
the
a,
air?
I feel like a jerky.
Oh, not going, that one.
Oh, yeah. Hickey going with the chocolate chip cookie.
Mm.
How do you rate that cookie out of 10?
Ooh.
Not these are good cookies, but not as good as what the guy Jameson once sent us, right?
You're right.
Those were gourmet.
I would say like 8 out of 10 and solid.
Okay.
Very solid chocolate chip cookie. Thank you. Wow. I am surprised. And now I do feel like a jerk.
He thinks we're a bunch of bad guys here.
That's right. I do.
I did pay one of the sharks to try to eat you over the weekend. Didn't listen.
I figured one. There's one that kept coming very close and kept trying to, you know, eye me down. I figured he was up to something.
All righty. Well, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Z-Man. Stu? And, Samter?
You know.
Ack?
I told him not to make me any part of this.
Oh, yeah. Samter was being a jerk. I think Samter's jealous that we get along and now he's the producer. So I think he just hates you naturally.
Yeah, you got me nothing for my birthday.
What are you talking about?
Ooh, tensions.
When's your birthday?
March.
How about get him a pair of shoes?
We were working together for like 8 months.
I took you out for two dinners, you rat bastard.
I once got your razor. You never used it. 10 years old.
Get him, Mac.
Wow.
I guess you know he has trouble shaving. He's got a very thick beard. I got him the best razor you can get. And he, you know, he's still
using it. Oh, you mean serious?
Yeah, I'm being
serious. Oh, I thought you were just making a joke.
He's never. Have you used that thing? Is it still in the plastic?
No, I have it, but no, I have not used it.
There you go.
Wow.
I think I gave that to you 10 years ago.
Yeah, I have to use a special formulated, like, shaving cream and a special razor because I have very...
All righty, let's get the latest update in with the Ackman, Rich Ackerman. It's time to answer Ask the Pros question of the day. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Mark in South Florida says, Zach, who will win the Stanley Cup final tonight? You could submit a question by tweeting at INF Sportsnet or at Zach Gelbys and the hashtag Ask the Pros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. I like the Oilers to win tonight. I'm not as confident as I was about 10 to 15 minutes ago when I hear Hickey say that he guarantees the Oilers are going to win. I love how everyone in unison was like, oh, no, no, no. Because we all think the Oilers, I think, are going to win tonight. Brian Boucher, who joined us earlier, said, I think everyone but Paul Bissonnette believes that the Oilers are going to win tonight. So I will take the Edmonton Oilers. There is part of me, though, that I want to bet the Panthers, because usually when everyone's on one team to win, the other team ends up winning. But I just think Connor McDavid is about to join the likes of Tom Brady in that 28-3 comeback, Ortiz in the 0-4 Red Sox comeback, and obviously LeBron James, what he did in that 3-1 comeback up against the Golden State Warriors for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So, J.J. Redick, we're going to blow off onside, offside today. Sorry about that. We just didn't have enough time. We got sidetracked with Hickey and his birthday. But Connor McDavid, or excuse me, Connor McDavid, I have the hockey in my mind. J.J. Redick, not Connor McDavid. J.J. Redick got introduced at his press conference today to be the Lakers coach. I saw someone asked about the outside noise, and he said, I don't really give a bleep. So I can't wait to watch this. On a scale of one to douche, how douchey will J.J. Redick be? Oh, I can't wait to hear this press conference. Samter says he has some sound. What's the origins of this sound like? What's the question?
They asked him basically if it upset him or if it concerned him when the team started going after Dan Hurley.
Okay.
And the whole pursuit of Dan Hurley.
All right, let's listen up. The origins of this sound like, what's the question?
They asked him basically if it upset him or if it concerned him when the team started going after Dan Hurley.
Okay.
And the whole pursuit of Dan Hurley.
All right, let's listen up.
I was getting ready to call game one of the NBA Finals when the Dan Hurley news broke, and Rob was quick to call me. We had a great conversation during that whole four-day period. Like, at no point was my ego or feelings hurt or bruised in any way. Dan Hurley is a two-time national champion at UConn. I am a two-time 55 Swiss League champion in the third and fourth grade division.
It's a good line.
Like, I understood, you know? I understood.
You know what? I don't believe a single word he's saying, because I think it's easier to say that when you get the job and the other guy says no. But that's a good line by J.J. Redick. I'm not saying he's won me over. I can't stand the guy's guts. But that's a pretty good line by J.J. Redick. So do we have anything else from this J.J. Redick press conference? If not, we'll play more of it tomorrow. But what was the Ryan Clark? I saw this today. Is Ryan Clark interviewing Samter, Jaden Daniels today, and then what, Brandon Ayuk showed up to the interview? What happened there?
It sounds actually he was interviewing Brandon Ayuk.
Oh.
Is what it was going to be. And then he kind of explains a little bit here about what happened in that meeting.
We have it? All right, go ahead.
And I will tell you this. When he sat with us, he did not walk into the room alone. First, it was Brandon Ayuk. Second, it was Jaden Daniels.
Wow.
I'm not a tea leaf reader. But the way that sounds Ooh. Is that Brandon Ayuk wouldn't mind playing in Washington.
Well, everyone knows that he wants to play in Washington. He posted about it last week when talking to Jaden Daniels or whatever was shown there. So Clark is about to interview Ayuk, and then Jaden Daniels walked in with him. That's the way that this goes?
And also, along with that, apparently Brandon Ayuk told Ryan Clark he was meeting with the 49ers today.
Yeah, I saw
with
that.
The intention of potentially getting his way over to Washington.
Hmm. So we'll see if that does go down. I think the 49ers want to keep him. But there's been a contract dispute, obviously. And Ayuk thinks he's worth a certain price. And the 49ers think he's worth one price. I think they're trying to keep him and then trade Deebo Samuel a year from now. But if you ratchet up the drama, maybe you find your way out of the 49ers quicker than what the organization actually wanted. That's juicy. That feels like tampering. But then they're two friends. So, you know, tampering player to player never ends up going down. But if I was the owner of the 49ers, I would not feel great about that. But, hey, what can you do about it? Big thanks to Brian Boucher for joining us. Big thanks to Stu. Great to have him back. Big thanks to Moist Mike, Ack, even Hot Take Hickey for stopping by. And each and every one of you will be back tomorrow. Recap Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, boys and girls. Talk to you at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.